This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. $100,000. We've been busy giving that away in $1,000 slices. So your chance to win continues. All you have to do, your whole part in this, is get the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that in at the App Store or Google Play. Download that onto your phone, and you can listen to us there. All our podcasts are there. Everything's there. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. So you don't have to do it all at once. And you get a daily entry for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. We've had a bunch of winners locally lately. So let's continue that trend. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. And I will say that this whole get the Odyssey app and listen and accumulate, you know, a certain amount of time to get an entry. We're doing this a lot. If you're listening on, it's almost like a no effort contest entry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we want you to listen.
Yeah.
Listeners wanted.
Yes, please.
Put it together. Hey, I did some polling.
Oh, did you ask one person on the hall?
I did ask someone in the hall. Brian Lindsay does not wear a robe. No. No. Nope.
Brian Lindsay.
That's his name.
Oh.
The only man that should wear a robe is a professional boxer entering a ring. 650.
Oh, stop it. Don't, gay man here. Don't robe shame.
763 says, gay man here. I don't wear a robe. But husband does every morning.
Oh.
Let's see here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I wonder if it's like a thing where you get in a robe habit because you had a robe early. And so you're like, yeah, where's my robe? Why I want to put clothes on first thing in the morning?
It's funny because I'm the guy that wrote the song, robe wearing, towel-headed, lotion rubbing chick. And that's, I haven't had a lot of girlfriends, but I've had some, you know, not as many boyfriends as Sarah's had.
Oh, I didn't have any boyfriends.
You never called, no?
No.
Well, all right.
Boyfriend? I didn't know their names.
In the small sample size that I have, often there was the lady who put on a robe and towel, you know, on her head with the genie wrap or whatever you call that.
Enough that you and then, said this is a stereotype about girls.
And then the whole, well, this is the thing. So I watched it enough where the girl, and then the girl puts the leg up and puts the lotion on and rubs it all over her. And I mean, I'm talking about myself now, but I love a lady's skin. Like, it's soft and wonderful and it's not all gross and hairy.
Yeah.
But I've definitely thought, you know what? I'll do that. And I put on a robe and I put some lotion on and I'm like,
What robe did you put on? Like your mom's robe or something?
No, like my girlfriend's. Oh. And then I'm like, I am sticky. I don't know how you live like this. How long do you have to wait before you can get dressed?
No, you just...
I'm all gooey.
I'm with you.
Lotion never dries. You're just...
Nah, I guess you have to rub it in. There are people who can hack it. I'm like... It's kind of like how I feel about sunscreen. You know what I'll do? I'll just wear as many clothes as I can to block the sun. That's my sunscreen. I don't want that on me. I don't need that. But like after I shave my legs, I've got to do it or I turn into alligator skin. And then so just the legs. But there are people who are like strippers in particular. They say that they head to toe moisturize like 3 times a day. They fully, their skin just drinks it in. I wonder if that's it. If it's like one of those things where when you start giving it to your skin is soaks it right up.
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. I don't have weird a robe thing. And I've tried the lotion and it's, I'm like,
it is
gross.
Sticky. Like, how do you pull a pair of pants over that?
I just felt like, or okay, socks. I'll wait. Okay, when can I get dressed? Because I can't pull underwear on when I've got, you know, this stuff all over my legs. When will it dry?
Right. And what did they say, the girls?
None of them have said anything. They're like, don't be ridiculous and get out of my robe.
And so, also, that's very expensive face cream that you've smeared all over your body.
I'm just saying that it didn't work for me, and so I'm not into it. But, you know, okay. I'm glad that, you know, those of you out there who enjoy a robe.
What is the timetable for the arrival of this hot tub of yours?
Zero idea.
But like,
I'm being honest with you. I have not been.
But the redesign's in the works. Like you're getting a new, you're getting a backyard design.
And there's going to be a little bit of repurposing of stuff we have. She's even going to reuse some plants and put them in different spots. So I've been part of the conversations. She's, you know, she's like, well, what do you think about?
And are you building like a little thing? One of those little sort of coverings for the hot tub? Is it going to be like with a deck built around it kind of thing? I've seen those. It can be pretty elaborate.
Some kind of deck, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where she's at with it. You know, she's a grown woman and has money.
Right.
She sold some stock and she's going to make the yard more usable for her.
Yeah.
She likes to go in the yard. I told you.
It feels sexy to slip into hot water like that. Like you really need to work this to your advantage.
Oh, I will try.
Yeah. You got to get her like, oh my God. I know you don't want to, but you got to buy matching awesome robes. Like, get her an embroidered robe.
I don't know if I'm the only guy in the world that's like this. I really don't care about most this. I just want to have sex with my wife.
But
I don't care. Like, all this other stuff.
But she needs other things to get her to that
point. I understand. I've heard this conversation enough time. But what I'm saying is the hot tub. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you want this? All right. That? Okay. New floors? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I've never walked in my house and got like we've had this conversation. There used to be this wall separating two rooms in the house. And I remember the moment where she's like, God, I hate that wall. And I'm like, this wall? What would this wall ever do to you? What's your problem?
Well,
why would you put a wall in between the two rooms and you have to walk around? I'm like, it's a walk. What are we talking about? This house is the nicest house I've ever lived in. That includes my parents' homes. Like, we've got a great place.
And she made it better.
By getting rid of it. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. Some things don't occur to me.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm trying to help you, but you're like, the pushback is.
I'm not pushing back. I'm with you.
I'm telling you what to do, and you're like, I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to find you two beautiful robes you can have personalized.
Oh, no. I don't want a robe.
Oh, my God.
No.
Imagine the day, like, the hot tub's in. It's all ready to go. And I'm telling you, you start taking care of that thing. And drop hints that you're, well, I got to go out there and get those chemicals into that pool of yours. Because I know how much you love it. And then when she's out there sitting in it.
Now I got to care little glass for the of thing wine. In order to get. Wow.
Now that's, I mean, it is. It's a thing, Ben. You know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
More work.
Acts of service.
Just what I'm
hoping
for.
We get that all you want is for someone to walk in, rip off their clothes, do you, and show you all the things as much as possible, and then leave. Like, that's not, that just isn't how it works. Okay. Let's do other things. I just want you to get some.
I want me to as well.
R.I.P. talk show legend, Phil Donahue. We talked about this very briefly yesterday. Legend and pioneer Phil Donahue died on Sunday at 88 years old. It's sort of interesting to me that he was 88, just based on sort of how you reference things in your life. Like in the 70s, in 1970, that would have made him like, I guess, 34. I'm not sure how my math is. But in 1970, when he started the Phil Donahue show, or just Donahue, I think it changed to just Donahue at some point. It ran from 1970 to 1996. It was so 26 years. And he was just 34 when it started. Like, I don't even know where he came from. Like, was he a TV guy? What did he do before that?
I don't know. That's the thing when we talked about it yesterday. I didn't watch that stuff.
Yeah.
But I did watch TV like everybody does, you know, to some extent. I'm very familiar with Phil Donahue as a pop culture guy. Yeah. And he was a famous dude.
Yeah.
At that time in our lives. And I remember, like I mentioned, Dinah Shore. I know that name. I never sat and watched Dinah Shore.
Oh, God. I watched Dinah Shore's show all the time.
And you said Merv Griffin or somebody
Griffin.
I know that name. And he was, I think he's who Ryan Seacrest models himself after, the sort of jack of all trades, sort of just plug me in and I'll broadcast for you. No problem.
So I actually used ChatGPT because I couldn't find just a list of like 1970s daytime talk shows. Because I remember, and I'm not sure what year this was, but David Letterman was a daytime talk show guy. And I remember my mom watching, my mom was like, this guy's great. I'll watch his show over any of the other shows. And then he went on to do the show after the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole thing. I mean, if you've followed that at all in your life, it's like these nighttime wars. But the Mike Douglas show, the Phil Donahue show, the Dinah with a exclamation point. That was the Dinah Shore show. She would sing songs on that show all the time. The Merv Griffin show. And then they start jumping into nighttime shows. So 1970s, a golden era for daytime talk shows. And it is true. I feel like the Donahue's format was one topic per show. And they did it with a live audience. So they'd have whoever was there to talk about this topic. Mm-hmm. And then he'd run around in the audience with a microphone and people were allowed to weigh in. And it went nationwide in 1970. So I think he was maybe doing it before that. And then it got some kind of a deal.
I'm pretty sure he died a very wealthy man.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he did well for a time when that was, you know, really a new format. And he was sort of the guy who started it. But I really didn't watch him. I definitely was more familiar with him than any of the other names we've mentioned, though.
What do you guess for him? What was Phil Donahue worth?
Well, at the end, if he invested right and bought real estate, I'll say $100 million.
About $150 million.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
And they actually say that that's some of that is from his wife. She was, Marlo Thomas was her name. She was on a show called That Girl, which mm-hmm. I totally watched when I was a kid. She was so cute. And she seemed a lot younger than him, I guess because she had dark hair and he had white hair from like a really early age. But she was only like 2 years younger. She's
really?
80, she's 86 right now.
Oh.
Also, they both seem to have had a lot of work done later in life.
She definitely, I never saw him ever after he left TV. Where did you see him?
I'm seeing pictures of him now that he's passed.
But she was doing something with our union.
Yes,
I think she was a union head or a rep or something.
She like the St. Jude's lady too.
Yes,
and she definitely looked like a plastic surgery victim mm-hmm. on that. But look, she's 86 years old and she's had some stuff done, and that's what people are doing. Like I got to stop judging people for getting their face jacked up. Oh, you get a jacked up face? Well, then you do you.
Well, yeah, it's hard to say whether you start young and do tasteful little bits here and there.
Like Anne Hathaway is doing. Holy crap. She's the new...
Anne Hathaway's gone too far already,
no,
too?
Anne Hathaway's doing the very slight nip and tuck. I told you I watched that terrible movie it was just some, I don't know, Netflix thing where she's like a 40-year-old
Linda
lady.
Linda in Paris.
No, that's Emily in Paris. I'm watching that currently.
Okay.
It was a movie where she falls in love with a boy band guy. Like, he's way younger than her.
Oh, Christina, watch this.
It's good.
I walked in on the end of it because she said she was into it. And she said he waited 5 years or something.
Don't give away the ending.
It?
Maybe.
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I watched it and it's really good. I mean, it's not really good. It's just a terrible little rom-com, but it's good. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
It ends the way you want it to. So, but she has had great work done. Like, who's the chick from Speed?
And Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. She's the one who I always think, like, that girl has a little bit here, a little bit there. Never has gone too far. Not really. You can tell now as she's getting older, but she hasn't gone too far. There's a little here, a little there. And that's what Anne Hathaway looks like, amazing.
Yeah, I haven't noticed any work, but I never noticed any on Monica. I can't think of her name.
You're thinking of
Jen Aniston.
Yeah, Rachel.
I never noticed it on her either.
Right.
Oh, it's not. I didn't even get the name of the character.
Yeah, Courtney
right.
Cox is. Oh, Courtney well. Cox you, is noticeable.
Yeah, that's
oh, boy. Yep. Mm-hmm. How you doing? Oh. Anyway, the Phil Donahue Show was his format. Single topic per show, that was copied by everyone. Geraldo Rivera to Jerry Springer to Oprah Winfrey. Some of them super tabloidy, others exploitative, but trying to send a good message. In 2002, Phil did a show for MSNBC. It lasted less than a year. He says he was let go because he didn't support the U.S. invasion of Iraq. His wife, Marlo Thomas, they married in 1980, so they were married 44 years. She posted a tribute on Instagram saying, "I lost my sweetheart last night."
Mm.
So sad. Oprah said there wouldn't have been an Oprah show without Phil Donahue being the first.
She's right.
Yeah. He was the first to prove that daytime talk and women watching should be taken seriously.
I actually really like hearing that she said that.
Her rest of her quote goes, "He was a pioneer. I'm glad I got to thank him for it. Rest in peace, Phil." And there you go.
That's good.
Phil Donahue. I know it is.
Giving
good.
A nod to, because I've long held that was the guy. And I don't know.
He set the stage for everybody, right?
He made all the money. Good for him.
Yeah. 150 grand. That's got to be private jet money, right? You,
150 million.
That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 150 grand. You're poor. Millie Bobby Brown. I think she's Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi now.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi?
Let's go Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
Okay.
Got to remember to try to say that. That's funny. She wrote a novel. And she...
What?
Yes. And she's developed... And it's like a World War II historical fiction piece based on her grandma. It's kind of... I'll get there. So she's written this novel, which, by the way, it's her debut novel. Bestseller, they say. I never even heard of it. It's called 19 Steps. And... she's busy developing some kind of feature adaptation of this novel with Netflix. So let me see here. Millie Bobby Brown Jovi will produce under, I guess she's got some kind of a production house. She wants to try and star in it. There's already somebody working on adapting it to a screenplay. They say it's a New York Times and Sunday Times bestseller.
Sweet story of a young woman living through horrific times and tragedies, but still finding happiness at the end.
19 Steps is a WW2 novel drawing on the experiences of Millie Bobby Brown Jovi's own grandmother. Written by Millie Bobby Brown Jovi and somebody named Catherine McGurl. The story follows Nellie Morris, an 18-year-old girl living in East London. Over the course of the book, Nellie... navigates challenges of wartime life, including the threat of bombings, rationing, the emotional turmoil of being separated from loved ones, while charting a new romance with an American airman. The historical core of the novel is the Bethnal Green Tube disaster, which really happened. It's one of the worst civilian disasters in the UK during the war. 173 people killed in a crush as they sought shelter during an air raid.
Mm.
So I guess her grandma went through that and she's based it on that. So I had no idea that she'd even written a novel. It sounds like she co-wrote it, but
still,
I'm definitely, if it was based on her Nana's story, it's really interesting. So she's helping to develop this, the story into a show for Netflix.
Good for her. You know, it's easy to dismiss because I'm probably not going to read it. But when I think about being her age and having some money and a solid acting career, if someone said, you know what, you're sitting around, maybe you should do something with that time. Mm. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go surfing.
Right.
Bye. Like, she sat down and wrote a book.
Right.
Good for her.
Well, not everybody has a hobby that's going to take up a lot of their time. I mean, I actually think it's great to be productive.
Yeah.
And no, a lot of people, you're the same way. You have outlets for
it. I stay busy, absolutely. Yeah. But I write a book at 19.
I know.
Or whatever she is now. What is she, 20-something?
I think she might be 20 now.
Still, that's a lot to take on. It would be a lot easier to say, I'm 20. I don't need to write a book yet.
She is 20.
20, and the bills are paid. And I got me a Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
That's not that one. She doesn't already have a pile, having done those Sherlock Holmes movies, Stranger Things, and whatever else is in the hopper.
One where she's like it's like a horror movie where she goes to marry a prince, but then they're going to throw her in a pit.
I would bet right now she's working on Stranger Things.
Oh, I'm sure.
As we speak, they're waking to go do scenes.
Millie Bobby Brown, let's look at her net worth. Oops, I wrote Millie Booby Brown. That's not right. Net worth. She is worth. Oh, take a guess. This seems low.
What is Brown Jovi worth? She is worth $25
million. $14
million. Okay.
And that, by the way, that's their combined net worth.
Well, he's not worth anything.
He has one movie under his belt. I'm sure he got paid $25 for that.
Yeah, he's not worth it.
Yeah,
his dad is obviously.
Yeah.
They both stand.
He stands to inherit.
What is Bon Jovi worth is the question.
I bet you
$400 million.
Bon Jovi.
God, these numbers we throw around today.
I know. Let's see. What did you say?
$400 million.
$410 million.
Get out of here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sometimes my guesser.
You are
is
on.
So close.
Fire. Yeah. All right. I'm out of time. What's coming up then?
The most disgusting thing that's ever been in your mouth after the.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
These.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Less sugar. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. Check it out now on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation knows how important it is for people to access basic needs like food and shelter. That's why the foundation is focused on working with Bay Area nonprofits and organizations of all sizes to make the biggest impact possible. Visit FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening. So it is going to be sunny. Actually, we see blue
already
skies
is, yeah,
here in downtown
great.
San Francisco. It's going to be sunny and highs in the upper 80s.
That's
maybe
hot.
As hot as 90, depending on where you're at. Hello, Napa.
Hello.
It is hot. Okay, I thought this was funny. Just the headline alone, I went, oh, I got to read this.
Oh, I love when a headline grabs me.
People on social media are talking about the most disgusting things they've ever put in their mouths, on purpose or not. Ugh. They include soap, seagull poo,
oh,
a cockroach,
oh,
and a cat's sneeze.
Oh, like the cat sneezed right in their mouth. That happens. Dogs do it too. Sometimes dogs will just come over and they're trying to lick you and like their whole tongue just gets in your mouth. And you're like, oh God.
Yeah, that's happened.
I know what you do with that tongue all day. Yuck.
Oh, that is true.
Oh.
God, I used to give Willa all the best food. Like it paid extra and I didn't even have any money at some of those years.
Yeah.
And then the time I saw her eat cat poop, I was just so bummed at her. Like, dude, you're fed. You're cared for.
Yeah, but I really needed to experience this.
No, there's no reason for what you just did. Absolutely none.
I will stare at you while I eat cat poo.
No.
I will mock you for the money that you've spent feeding me the best of the foods that are available to the dogs.
Are you doing my impression of
That's what I'm doing. Isn't that Willa's voice?
It is.
I will stare at you and I will stare some more where you're at so-called work. I will be staring at the door waiting for you to return home.
Oh, Willa. They just don't live long enough, do they?
They don't. That actually, is the heartbreak of dogs,
You know what's funny? Not funny, but there was a post. Your boy Tommy Igo, he's like the best drummer in the world, maybe second best. There's another good drummer here in the Bay Area.
Lots of good drummers out there. Tommy's great.
He posted something like, hey, scientists. We don't need a new phone. We need our dogs to live 60 years. Get to work on that. And I was like, good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We love them.
Dogs. It's so hard. But there are people who are like, I don't care. I'm going to put myself through that every 10 years for the rest of my life.
Yep.
It's rough.
If you have kids, you've probably caught them putting some nasty stuff in their mouths at some point.
Oh, yeah. Kids, they just, they're so mouthy.
Yep. Here's a list of stuff.
All right.
Which, whether or not you can beat it, I don't know. Someone said soap. They were having their mouth washed out for saying something naughty. Yeah, soap. I've had that done.
Sure.
That's not that bad. I didn't love it. I didn't say, you know, I dare you to do that again.
Delicious bubbles. Yeah, it's gross.
I once accidentally chewed an Advil liquid gel cap. It was obscene.
Oh, it's gross.
Oh, you've done it too?
No, I'm asking.
Oh,
she's
it's
saying
gross.
It's gross inside. You know, it's funny. I do the Advil, whatever they are, tablets, I guess. You know, the coated, they're sort of like a weird
brush. You prefer those?
I like those because I like the taste. They have like a candy coating on them.
You like
and they
the
slip
taste
right down.
Of Advil.
Well, yeah, the candy coating. I'm sure that the inside, if I was to bite into it, I'm sure it has that nasty aspirin taste. But it's, I love those.
Like, love them.
Give me a handful of those.
Well, you, I definitely, you're a headache girl. Yeah. I've seen you chomp that stuff a lot,
yeah,
actually.
I do. And yesterday, started to feel like this little sore throat. And I'm like, let me see if I can beat this back with some Advil. And sure enough, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I mean, it's back today. But, but I definitely, I was like, I'll be able to fall asleep. No problem. This is great. All pain removed.
Someone said, when I was a kid, I was on a long overnight car trip and I reached for a bottle thinking it was water and drank some. It was windshield washing fluid.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's really bad for you.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible thing.
Oh, drink. I've done this.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Someone said, this is the most disgusting things you've put in your mouth. I have absolutely done this. And now that I think about it, bong water, too. That got in my mouth
God.
One time. I drank from a half full can of beer, and it was an ashtray. I've done that. I've absolutely done that. Who did all these half beers? You know, the day after, you're like, what is this? This is why we ran out of beer. A bunch of people didn't respect the finish your beer. Glug, glug, glug. Oh,
that was an ashtray.
Gross.
That's a ciggy butt.
Still, though.
Ugh.
Finish your beers, people.
Yeah. You know, the gross, when you said that thing, I thought about when I was doing keto, whenever that was last year.
Yeah.
I was ordering Slim Jims in bulk, and I got like a bad pack, and it's from Amazon. And I opened one up, and I
like it was past date?
It was like way past the date or something, because I pulled one out, and I just opened it. Oh, not even looking. I'm just like, this is my snack I'm going to have. And I start chewing it, and it's like it was rancid. Like, it was so bad. And I look at the thing, and it's gray. Like, I hadn't even really looked at it. The thing is gray and disgusting, and I literally gagged it out. Like,
oh, well,
and
yeah.
Choked it out. And I'm like, oh, my God, that was just awful. And I looked at them, and instead of throwing them away, I'm like, I'm sure that was the only bad one. So I put it back in the pantry, and then my son grabbed one and he did the exact same thing.
You put it back?
I thought maybe it was just one bad apple. Don't spoil a whole bunch, girl. But no. And so now I can't take a chance on Slim Jims anymore. I can't do it. Even other meat sticks. I'm not into meat sticks anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
I hate all the meat sticks now, Vin.
Poor John.
I know. Poor little thing.
Sarah, I love the candy coating too, says 858.
Yeah.
So good. You're not supposed to like the flavor of Advil, you guys.
It's okay. You can like it. It's just not in any way offensive, and they go down easy. Like, you don't need water to swallow Advil. Just swallow them down.
I think it was an accident, says 925, but once my kid put his booger in my mouth. That was rough. Courtney in Denver.
Oh.
Hello, Denver.
You just keep telling yourself it was an accident. That is probably what you need to tell yourself to get through the day. Kid boogers. Yuck. Although, I will say, kid everything, and it's your kid, not as bad as you think. You're like, okay, thanks.
Well, yeah,
they just sneezed on me. Oh, well. They just barfed on me. Oh, well. They pooped on me. Oh, well. Peed
well,
on me.
In it. You can't.
You just, there's nothing you can do. And you still love them. It doesn't change how you feel about them. You see them doing awful, gross things and smelling their fingers. I'm like, oh, my God.
My grandson found a lizard on the floor, and it made it right into his mouth.
Oh, that's awful.
I meant to tell you this story. I wasn't there, so it's secondhand. We had a party on Saturday for Edie, and her little friend Liam had a party the next day.
Oh.
And I was late getting home in time. I didn't get to go, but I heard the story after. And Christina goes, they had a lizard reptile display. Like, they had a person, a handler come out.
So this kid likes lizards. Yes. And this was his deal. Okay.
And there was all this stuff like there's a picture of Edie getting a snake around her.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh man,
look at Edie go.
Oh,
girls all
fun.
Balls. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Give me the snake.
So there was a point where Christina starts telling me the story, and she goes, and then they brought out what they called was a poisonous dragon. And she said, don't worry, this dragon, it won't bite you. I've been handling it for years. And then it bit her.
It bit the lady?
Yeah. And she had to, and this is all via text. I wasn't there. I didn't see it firsthand. I don't know. But via text, Christina goes, they're taking her to the ER right now. And I was like, oh,
what's she doing with all her animals?
I don't know.
They're just hanging out at Liam's house?
Listen, I don't know how that ended up because I didn't get back in time to make the, they were, the party was at one. So I was coming back at like, it's like down the street from her house. I came back at noon and they were like, we're already gone. We had to go get a present first.
Oh.
Okay.
What were you, surfing or something?
No, I was at the other place, but I was doing something. Mm-hmm. And then just, I figured I had plenty of time. I didn't. And I missed the dragon show.
Well, that's too bad.
Yikes.
That's just, you know, isn't it the way? Oh, he never bites anybody, but he is very poisonous. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Chomp.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Vinny, everyone knows cat poop is the caviar of the dog world. No, I don't. Well, okay.
I don't even know how. Are you sure it just wasn't like a small dog poop, like a little dog doodle?
I know what it was. It was just, and it was, oh, never mind. We don't need to talk about this anymore. And this one, here's the capper, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
So I know the some
capper.
Of you might
Let's
be
put
like,
a lid on this.
This is the end.
Okay.
I once made out with a guy and gave his neck a little nibble and got and bit a big juicy
no
pimple.
Oh God, no.
In my mouth.
Oh God, okay, no.
Sherry,
no, stop talking.
Conquered
Yuck.
Odyssey.
Sherry, no. Oh my God. That is so gross.
You win, Sherry.
You win, Sherry. You've won. You've won, but also we've lost. And it's hard for us.
Well, we know now that
nothing Sherry
we
from
do
Concord is super gross.
Will ever be that bad.
Sherry.
You know, I have had times where I think if you react too much to social media, the expectation will rise.
Yes.
That, well, I told you I don't like what you did on social media, company. Change course now. Because other companies have changed course.
Right.
You need to as well. Here's a story. Zara is a clothing company that my little kids shop at.
It's
kid clothes.
And it's, well,
I think. Is it grown clothes?
I have got some stuff from Zara.
Oh,
as
okay.
Well. In fact, I really like some of the stuff I've gotten from there, but I've read that it's one of those, it's like, is it H&M? Like really cheaply made.
Oh, I don't know.
Clothes.
I don't know that. I
like
know that there's
a $2 shirt that you get a wear or two out
oh,
of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Supposedly. I really
what
like
do they call
them.
That fast fashion?
I believe so. I think that's what Zara is. But I'm, you know, whatever. Go on.
Well, I only know it because my kids have started yeah. showing up in the stuff.
I really like some of the things I got from them.
They say here that a mom saw a t-shirt they were selling
yeah.
and considered it sexually suggestive. Oh, they even have fast fashion in the story here.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Fast fashion retailer Zara has not only issued an apology, but removed the top from its racks. The mom said she didn't like it. And they yanked it.
Oh.
That sets a precedent. I don't necessarily think you want to always fight with someone about what you've got. Like they say.
I wonder if she wasn't the only person.
The message on the shirt made her feel physically sick and was completely unnecessary and inappropriate.
What was it?
The controversial white crew neck shirt featured black and red lettering that read "The Perfect Snack" across the left breast. The strawberry, a small burst of sweet joy on the right side, as seen in this, and I'm looking at the
clip.
So
it's a little strawberry and some black and white letters.
The strawberries aren't even pictured on the front.
Oh.
They're on the back.
So it's about strawberries, allegedly, but it's across somebody's boobs.
Take a bite, a burst of sweet delight, making it the perfect summer. So they're talking about the boobs. Okay.
And then the strawberries are on the back of the shirt.
And they're on the back of the
it's
shirt.
It's like, no, perv. It's about strawberries.
Zara children's section. Am I overthinking this? I'm not one to be overly sensitive about clothing, but Zara, do better. And then they yanked it. Mm. Good for them. I mean, I guess. But there it is.
Well, nobody wants any trouble. I wonder, though, like if one person complains, that's just one person. But if they got a bunch of complaints about it.
Maybe they did, but the story says it was just some woman who complained and they got with it.
Well, maybe they did go, you know what? She's not wrong about that. That's, let's yank that right now.
707.
It only cost us 12 cents to make each one of those shirts.
You know what? I'm with you. You could tell I was hesitating because the 707 says, Sherry from Concord and also Vinny for reading it. Some things don't need to be shared on air. That yeah, that true. Was one thing. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, that was super gross. But I blame Sherry.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Poor Sherry. Sherry gonna get it. Sherry, deny it if anybody asks if it's you. You can easily just, no, that's, there's plenty of Sherrys in Concord.
One time my dog went to lick my face and I turned my head towards her and I bit her tongue. I'll never forget the gross texture. I bit it's, her
yeah,
tongue.
Yeah, don't, let's not, let's be done with that.
Well, there's a long list, so let me scroll down a little. Paris Hilton cloned her Chihuahua a couple years back. Looks just like the original. Oh, this is because of the dogs don't live long enough comment. That,
oh, yeah,
that,
yeah.
Well, but it's not. It's not the original.
But it is, though.
I know, but she had to retrain
genetically,
it.
Genetically, it's the exact
that same dog. That new one, had you had to re-potty train it.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Well, she didn't have to do that. Let's be real.
Marlo Thomas was Rachel's mom on Friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big spot.
Yeah.
For Marlo, like, what a comeback.
Right.
For someone who hadn't probably done much, and now she's the mom on
they
Friends.
They had a lot of fun with the parents on that show.
Oh, what's her name? I've said this before.
Right.
Kathleen Turner was
Chandler's dad.
Epic.
Was played by Kathleen Turner. It was epic.
Like, that's the best. I give her so much credit for having a sense of humor enough to say, yeah, hi, I'll do that.
I'm Chandler's dad.
I love it.
Yeah, it was excellent. Really, really excellent. I loved that show.
Yeah, it was good. And it's hard to hear what he was doing to himself.
Well, you know, someone who's given me that much joy, I want them to have a joyful life where they get to enjoy the spoils of the work that they did.
Vinny, there are different types of robes, silky thin, thick towel.
You should definitely go thick towel. I can't really picture you in silky. That silky will be too exciting for you.
I'm a man's man and I wear them. Trust me, you will like it. Dave, the truck driver, Tracy, California, Odyssey app, spelt with an O. He doesn't fall for the AU.
Put Odyssey, however your thing. I mean, it will autocorrect. That's the problem when you make up your own word. People try to text it to each other and it just turns into something else. So Odyssey, the way we spell it for our company name is AUDACY. That's our app's name, Odyssey.
Any ropes are great.
Yeah.
My guy friends have them and love them, especially after the hot tub. All right. Whatever you guys say.
They are like really good for hot tubbing.
All right, fine.
If you're a tubber.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Taylor, Flavor, and Jenna Roll.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.